Hello and welcome to the second episode of the second season of the Mindset Muse podcast. We are in quarantine time. We're dealing with Miss Rona and we're in quarantine time. And last week we talked about, we just touched a little bit on quarantine and what you can do with your time. And this week, I'm just doing a follow-up with you. I'm checking in with you to see how you're really holding up with this rough time for everybody all over the world. So I want to commend and I want to thank and I want to extend my most sincere gratitude to those people who work in healthcare, people who work in pharmacies, doctors, nurses. I want to extend my deepest respect and most sincerest respect to janitors, people who are in the cleaning business, disinfecting our streets. Cops, people who still have to be out there at a time like this, at a dangerous time like this. I thank everybody, CNAs, security guards in hospitals. You guys are doing an amazing, amazing work. Thank you for all that you're doing at a time like this. If you're home and you're comfortable in your bed right now, good for you. What are you doing with your time? And how are you using your time? This is the Mindset Muse podcast. And if you're listening to us, we want you to be at your very best at all times. Yes, even in the middle of what seems to like be the end of the world almost. We are dealing with Ms. Rona. Ms. Rona has put us all indoors. And there is a blessing in that. There's a silver lining in that. And I want myself and everyone listening to me to pay attention to the silver part of the lining. And maybe expand it. Maybe dig into that lining. Maybe like stretch that lining until the silver lining covers, you know, it takes over the dark cloud and you just extend it. You just stretch it and open it and stretch it and stretch it and stretch it until it dominates. It becomes the dominant frequency. It becomes where we reside. Instead of panic, instead of fear, we're extending and stretching the silver part of the lining so that we can see clearer, so that we can think clearer and see the blessing in what's going on right now. So how are you holding up? If you're in quarantine, how are you holding up? Are you at home eating all of the food that you're supposed to be saving for the next month or so? Did you eat all of the food yet? Are you working out? Or are you just sleeping, waking up, eating, getting back to the kitchen, garage, living room? What are you doing with your time? I'll tell you what I've been doing with my time. I have been very busy. I have been working on my YouTube channel. I'm putting out more content on YouTube now more than ever. I have so much time on my hands that I cannot help but use that time to create content. Content is everything. So right now in my time, what I'm doing is creating a lot of content, as much content as I can get my hands on. I am also doing a fundraiser. If you don't know, I am from West Africa. I was born and raised in a tiny little country called Togo, West Africa. And right now, the inhabitants of my of my city, Lomé, Togo, are facing the quarantine a little bit different. Some of them have to live on a day-to-day basis, income. So when this hit, they cannot respect the social distancing and the whole quarantine. They can't stay in. They are obligated to go out and find food for their families. So because of that, me, myself, and a group of young people on Facebook have decided to create a fundraiser to raise money to be able to provide food for those who are not able to stay inside because they're obligated to go out and make money. We want to give them the ability to be able to follow the social distancing rules and the ability to be able to stay in and eat and not starve to death while they're trying to respect the quarantine rules in their respective regions. So because of that, we have created a fundraiser. It's on my Facebook page. It's also on my Linktree. I have included the link all over my social media. I will go ahead and link it also to this episode. If you will be so kind enough to open your hearts and your wallets to this fundraiser, it is one of my most passionate projects right now. Our goal is $2,500. We are right now at $540. So I am running a contest. We also have I'm a painter, by the way. I paint, and I taught myself how to paint by watching YouTube videos. So I'm a self-taught painter. So my paintings are all over my social media as well. I will repost them again. I am running a contest for this fundraiser. So if you put in money, you have the chance to win one of my paintings. I will go ahead and post the painting on there so that you can take a look at it. It is one of my favorite paintings. I don't like selling my paintings. I know it's weird, but you wouldn't understand until you're like an artist and you paint something. You wouldn't understand how difficult it is to sell your painting. So I don't like to give away my painting or sell it. And I am not just now psychologically, mentally trying to force myself to detach from my paintings and be able to give it away to people who are going to enjoy it. So I am giving away one of my paintings. If you pledge $40 towards the fundraiser, you have a chance to win a $2,000 painting. So $40 for a chance to win a $2,000 penny. So that's what I've been doing with my time. I've been creating a lot of YouTube content, and I have been really pushing for this fundraiser so that the people back home can be able to eat during a time like this when they're forced to stay in, and the government is beating them. Yeah, they're literally like, they have like they have a curfew, and then they will like beat you if they see you walking on the street. And these people don't have a choice. They have to have food. So people are beating them. The government is not really giving them food, but they're beating them if they get out. So I'm just really heartbroken about that. And I just, if you're listening to this, if you have a heart, I am pleading you to please, go ahead and pledge. And it's not a loss when you do this. Go ahead and pledge. It's a seed that you're sowing. You're just sowing a seed. Now, if you cannot pledge $40, it's okay if you give $10, $25, $30. Whatever it is you have. Because what I'm going to do is I'm going to do a drawing at the end of the fundraiser. Once I reach my goal, I'm going to do a drawing, and then I'm going to go ahead and choose a winner. So I'm going to do a drawing. So I'm not going to be based on the money anymore. But I want you to go ahead and just pledge at least $40 if you can. If you cannot, it's okay if you give whatever you have. Just give whatever you have, please. And I just, with that being said, that's all the housekeeping that I have right now and what's going on with me. So I have been on social media a lot. I use social media a lot. I am an avid user of Facebook and Instagram. I haven't really gotten into TikTok yet, but my sister, who never ever deals with social media, she hates social media. She hates Facebook. She hates Instagram. She does not want to deal with it. She's a nurse. I have two sisters that are nurses, and then one that works, she assists surgeons do like surgery and stuff. So I don't know her title really, but I have three sisters in the healthcare department, and I'm very prayerful that they stay safe throughout all of this thing that's going on right now. Please pray for them as well, guys. Thank you so much. But anyway, so my sister, who never gets on Facebook, like gets on Instagram, started to talk to me about TikTok. I was like, TikTok is a social media platform. She's like, I know. I was like, you hate social media. She's like, I know. I was like, so what is it about TikTok? Why you of all people like TikTok and you actually get on there? And she was like, well, I got on there and I learned something. I was like, tell me what you learned. And she said she learned that on our cameras, there's an infrared detector. So like if you go to like a hotel and you're a woman and you're alone, there's an infrared detector on the camera on our phones. So you can like turn it on, and the guy was showing her how to do it. So like you can turn it on and it'll detect like hidden cameras in your hotel room. And she learned that within like just a few minutes of watching a TikTok video. I'm like, TikTok sounds like YouTube on steroids. I have never been on there, but I am going to like give it some time this week. And she also learned something else. Oh yeah, she learned how to bootleg. I know this is horrible, but somebody taught her on TikTok how to bootleg movies or whatever, like watch the latest movies, how to really go about doing it, you know. So she's so happy about that. I'm like, wow, I could watch 10, you know, 10 YouTube videos and probably would never like get it right. And she was able to get it right just watching one TikTok video. So I'm like, TikTok sounds like YouTube on steroids. So I'm going to be like on TikTok this week and I'm going to be trying it out. I see you guys are doing a lot of challenges on Facebook and Instagram. I saw the No Rush Challenge. I saw the, what do you call it? The dance. They're dancing. Baby, tell you something. That song. You know, they're doing challenges like that. What other challenges are you guys doing on Instagram and Facebook and TikTok right now? Oh, yeah. I saw this one. It was like the one where you walk in on your boyfriend while you're naked. He's playing a video game and you walk in on him while you're naked. And I watched so many of these videos. Like, there's this girl that walked on her boyfriend. She threw like some clothes on him, and he was like, babe, what's going on? And then he saw her and he's like jaw dropped, and he left the video game and he's like, what are we doing? And she's like, we're making a movie. And he started taking off his clothes and almost fell on the floor, and I laughed so hard. And it's that those are so much fun. So I'm like, you know what, I might want to check out TikTok and have some fun myself while I'm dealing with all of these serious projects, right? So what are you doing with your time besides participating in these challenges? Are you trying to write a book? You know, what kind of services do you have? What talents do you have? This is a time where we have so much time at our hands right now. This is a time where you have no excuse but to explore what exactly you have to offer this word, like what your purpose is. If you ever have any time to really go within, this is it. So take advantage of this time. Do you like art? Do you like painting? I taught myself how to paint by watching YouTube videos. So what kind of services do you do? Are you a designer? Do you do graphic design? Are you a writer? Like, you can go on Upwork and post work there. You can write stories and screenplays for people if you like writing. Fiverr, you can post your services on Fiverr. Like, if you have a special talent, you can post it on Fiverr. Fiverr, I think to spell it Fiverr, Fiverr.com. The reason they call it Fiverr is because, like, they have everything is supposed to be $5, but it does go up. I have used Fiverr like for every single e-com business that I've ever opened. I've had Fiverr. I've used Fiverr. I've used Upwork. So if you do something that is really productive like that, go ahead and post it. People will pay for it. I'll pay you to do whatever it is that you do. You know, you can even be a virtual assistant on there. And they make a lot of money. Are you funny? Do you have a great sense of humor? You can make videos and post it on YouTube, Facebook. I will watch it. I'll follow you on Instagram if you're really talented. So what are you doing with your time? This is the second week of the quarantine, and I'm just trying to check in with you. Are you playing? Are you just like getting up, eating, going back to sleep? Are you doing that? Are you getting into that routine? It's very important that in a time like this, this is when we can change bad habits, but also if we're not careful, we can create some very bad habits. We can create some horrible habits if we're not very careful. So this is a time when discipline, you know, you may want to learn to discipline yourself. So what I've been trying to do, I don't try to sleep in too much. So I will get up sometimes at 5:30 a.m. My body really just wakes me up at certain times because I'm used to getting up at a certain time. So my body will wake me up like 5:30 or 6:30, and then I'm up and running, and then I'll do some stretch, do a little bit of yoga, meditation, and then after I meditate, then I will jump on my projects, whatever my project is for that day. I will write down my goal for that day, and then I jump on it, and then I make sure that I get to my goals of that day. So that's basically my routine. And what I've been trying to do during this quarantine time is I actually don't try to eat too much. You know, I will eat, but like the portions are very small. And so I'm finding myself like in a better shape right now. I know most people, think that they're gonna gain weight during this time. Not me. When the sun is out a little bit, yesterday it was 50 degrees here in Rochester, and I went out for a walk with my mom, and we went out to the lake, and it was very beautiful. It was very peaceful. It was very nice. So I also, you know, I just, I also have a 7-day series of free meditation. So it's a very easy to follow meditation. If you've never meditated, you're going to love this. So I've made a 7-day series of meditation where you can meditate, for you to meditate and fall asleep. So it's designed for if you're dealing with like insomnia or you're up late thinking, You know, let's face it. Some people are facing stress. A lot of people are facing stress of the outbreak of the pandemic. A lot of people are scared, you know. So I noticed the energy switching like that. So I created something to give you a sense of security, a sense of safety. So that's what the meditation is based on. It's on my YouTube channel. If you go on my link tree, you can go ahead and subscribe and like and share with your family and friends. So that if, you know, if they're dealing with any stress, they can relieve that stress at a time like this. So those are the things that I am doing. I have other projects that I'm going to be following this week. So this episode was really just to wake up your consciousness a little bit, you know, just to check in with you, like I'm watching you, not really watching you, but you know, just to wake you up a little bit that this is not a time to waste. This is a gift. This is a gift. This is a time where businesses are going to grow. This is a time where a lot of entrepreneurs are going to be made. And you know, this is when your legacy can be built. This is one of the biggest gifts of our lifetime. As scary as it is out there, this is one of the biggest gifts that we get to stay in, and we have so much time at our hands, and there's no reason for us to wake up and hit the alarm clock anymore. Some of us, you know, for those of you who are still working, I commend you, you know, and I thank everyone. I cannot express enough gratitude for those who are still working at a time like this, for those who still have to get out at a time like this. God will protect you. You're protected under divine hands because you're doing the work of the divine. You're doing God's work. And I'm not a preacher. I don't want to force any kind of belief on anybody, but I do believe in God, and I do extend my prayers out to those people, you know, protection prayers out to those people who are having to deal and face, you know, and take care of the sick at a scary time like this. I cannot tell you how much work you guys are doing. It's amazing. And you there's not enough money that's going to be paying you for what amount of work you're doing. And I just want to thank you so, so much from the bottom of my heart that I'm so grateful to you guys. Whoever it is that's getting out at a time like this, I don't care what it is you have to do. You are amazing. You are a hero of this lifetime. You're making history. And I thank you so much for your work. So guys, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe to my YouTube channels. Just follow my link tree. It's linktree@linktree.com/DDSA. That's linktree.com/DDSA. Again, it's linktree.com/DDSA. When you go to my link tree, you'll see all of the stuff that I'm doing right now. Even the fundraiser. The fundraiser is my priority right now, so it's at the top. And then at the bottom, you have my YouTube channels, and then you have my podcast. You can favorite my podcast and subscribe to my YouTube channels. I also put my podcast videos on. I have the Mindset Muse podcast, the Mindset Muse podcast YouTube channel. I have that as well. You can like, share, and subscribe to that channel as well. That one, I'm going to spend this week to put out more videos on that page. And then I have the meditation channel. The meditation channel is just called the Mindset Muse. That one is not the podcast. That one just has like meditative videos and Hertz music to help you sleep, to help you relieve any stress at such a hard time like this. And then And then I have the this fundraiser to help people from my hometown, from my home country, Togo, to help them deal with the quarantine and be able to respect the rules. Some of them don't even have running water. Some of them don't have soap. We're telling people to wash their hands with soap and water. Imagine, you know, having a bunch of, having your children and not having running water at a time like this. So I'm pleading you, and I really need your help to just go ahead and pledge whatever you can. It does say $40, but it's okay. Just give whatever you can, and you'll still be able to enter to have a chance to win the painting. I will go ahead and post those paintings on my respective social media pages. My personal social media page is DD_Essa. That's DEDE_ESSE. So that's my Instagram page. I do use that page a lot. And then we do have the Mindset Muse podcast Instagram page. It's called @TheMindsetMuse Podcast. So you can follow me there as well. Also, I am on Facebook. Facebook is DDSA. You know, just search for DDSA on Facebook. You're going to find me there. I do want you to connect with me, so don't be a stranger. Go ahead and connect with me throughout all of my social media platforms, and I would love to hear from you. What are you doing with your quarantine time, guys? Comment, favorite the podcast, talk to me. You guys are not talking to me, and it's making me feel like I'm just talking to myself. Talk to me, you know, comment, you know, tell me. Don't come in my Facebook inbox. Just talk to me on the podcast. I want to be able to engage with you on the podcast itself, you know. And I love you guys. I love my listeners, and I really want you guys to like engage with me on this platform. One of the things that I have to do this week is to find a way to get on Apple, because I have been trying to get approval through Apple and it hasn't happened yet. So I'm going to get on Apple as soon as I can. Okay, guys, I have talked your ears off today. Thank you so much. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your day wherever you are. Please don't forget to subscribe to all of my YouTube channels. And that's all I have to say. All right, take care. Ciao.